Thank you to Eitan Levine. I guess he works with Manischewitz, and we talked about this kid. His name is Jake Retzlaff. He's the first Jewish quarterback at BYU. He actually filed for the his nickname, BY Jew.
That is great.
Which is unbelievable.
Yep.
But, yeah, so he is, this is the matzah of champions. Now, I have a box of matzahs here. And, Jake, you got it all the way to us, so we appreciate it. Jerry, have you ever had a matzah?
Oh, yeah.
You want one right now?
I'll have one, sure.
Oh, good. I want you to eat one.
Okay. And that is like the brand of matzah.
This
like
is
they,
it.
They
this
are the,
is,
the,
this
yeah.
is it.
They're the kings.
Right. Al, you want a matzah?
Come I'll take a matzah.
Yeah, come on here. Ask Rasconas. You want a matzah? You want a matzah?
I've never had a matzah in my life.
Oh, you're going to jam one down your throat right now.
You want to share one? I'll share one with you.
All right. Break all one right. in half.
We'll break matzah. Break
there we go. Take the other half.
We'll all break take bread together.
Yeah.
How is it, Jerry?
Good. Very good.
Is it a matzah of champions?
I would say so.
Wow. Oh, good. Very good.
And what would be the thing you would put on here? That would
me. I'd put like a guacamole spread.
Would you?
Yeah, because it's like it tastes to me. It's a little stiffer than a premium cracker. Are you okay?
I was just waiting for what word come out of your mouth. And stiffer wasn't the thing that I was expecting.
Stop being juvenile, please.
If you put no,
if you put sauce and cheese on this, it's like a thin crust pizza.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good point. These are good, actually.
I wonder if matzo pizza is a thing. I'm sure someone's got a YouTube channel where they're a matzo pizza specialist.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And if not, maybe I'll start one. That sounds fun.
There's a guy right now going, they're talking about you on the fan, finally. Matzo pizza. Amazing.
You got to have some liquid with it, though.
Well, yeah, it's a
little dry.
Dry
oh,
cracker.
Very dry, yeah,
it's
like
yeah but
dry
you're not supposed to eat it just like this. I mean, it's a vehicle for something.
Vehicle.
Is it not?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think, yeah. It's a vehicle.
You know, no one's just popping this Manischewitz and just eating it out of the box.
I'll get ready now for about a million calls about matzahs and what to do with them and what to put them with.
You know what, though?
What?
I'm glad I'm having this matzah right now. It's making me it's a little nourishment in the
Isn't
morning.
Isn't there a soup? Isn't there a matzah
ball soup?
Matzah ball soup, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a very quick Google search comes up with My Jewish Mommy Life on YouTube.
Yeah.
She's got a whole episode on three delicious ways to make matzah pizza.
Oh, there you go. See? Yeah. So, Brian, you've never had a matzah before. How's it taste to you?
It's a big cracker. It's fine. It's good. I feel like I could break it up and put it in soup.
Peter Schwartz. Cheryl Schwartz makes matzah pizza all the time.
There we go.
They eat it on Passover. Peter Schwartz says he likes butter on it as well. But who doesn't like butter on anything, you know?
That's true.
You put butter on everything. And then a buddy of mine, Brian, says his Jewish grandmother, cream cheese was the thing.
I can see that.
See, it's a vehicle for something.
Absolutely.
We need some condiments in here.
Cream cheese and lox.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Cut down on the bagel calories.
I haven't really eaten anything all week. I was doing my cleanse. Macron.
So here he comes.
No, I'm not.
Monsters out of the cage.
No, man, I did my chroma cleanse, lost 10 pounds.
Nice.
Feel good. I'm glowing.
You're glowing.
There you go.
You're giving all the matzo to me.
Yeah, get it away from me because I will eat that whole box.
I know. I've seen you do that.
It's easy to.
I've seen you suck a ulacaca right down your throat, a whole one. Inhale. No chewing. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I know you started with the NFL, but since we with the college football last night, you had Notre Dame and Penn State at the Orange Bowl. And so if you're Greg McElroy in ESPN, here he was with Penn State getting the ball, late stages of the fourth quarter. And he was asked by Sean McDonough, what would he do if you were Penn State? You're kind of deep in your own territory. Not a lot of time left.
I'm aggressive. I mean, I got two timeouts. I feel like the momentum's been back and forth. The quarterback, for the most part, all season long, his whole career, Drew Aller's made good decisions. He's got 50-plus touchdowns, only 9 career interceptions. He's not likely a guy that's going to put the ball in harm's way. I trust him. I think he can do it.
Made all the sense in the world.
I heard that, and I was like, you know, I would have done the same thing. I mean, this is my guy. This is my leader. He's a captain of the team. He's the one that's getting all the notoriety around the NFL draft and everything. Go out and win the game.
Yeah. Well, he didn't because two plays later.
Aller hit as he throws.
again, ESPN with the call. Then you would get the game-winning field goal as Notre Dame beats Penn State 27-24. Mitch Jeter with the game-winning 41-yard field goal. So how were the nerves before that kick?
There's none. I mean, to go out there and just do what I do thousands of times, just to be able to go out there and hopefully give our team a chance to achieve team glory. That's what Coach Raymond obviously often talks about. Just happy to do that for our team.
What's going
What's
on?
What's the matter, man?
Sometimes I just think of things that have happened and I just start laughing about it.
Okay.
And I was just, because Riscona played that gurgle sound and I was just going through that whole thing in my head again.
And the Yule Kaka?
Yeah. So I started laughing. I was checked out on that cut. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about the gurgling. The gurgling is funny.
The gurgling is funny.
Well, that's not funny when your partner almost chokes.
You were fine. It was a smoothie. You're not choking on a smoothie.
Like your boy, Al Duke's throwing that comment out there like that.
Bones in it.
Bones. Such a jack.
And what was that about again?
That was about CeeLo's tail.
Yeah, CeeLo's pus-filled tail.
Okay. I forgot about that.
His twin brother that died on his ass.
That was the worst thing we heard.
Yes.
Was when someone brought that up, or you might have brought that up.
It was
terrible.
There's CeeLo. Did you see this, Jerry?
That looks real. So the Irish will play the winner in tonight's Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Texas in the national championship game on Monday night, January 20th.
What do you got tonight, guys?
Ohio State.
Yeah.
100%.
Me too, yep.
Got a quarter?
What's the spread?
I think it's, I want to say Ohio State's favored. I believe.
Sports guys.
Hold on. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know. Before the audience, who doesn't? Who are they playing?
I just said it.
Just Google it.
Ohio State and Texas, Al. Ohio State and Texas.
It is, hold on, FanDuel Sportsbook. Ohio State -5.5.
Yeah.
The NFL did move Monday's wild card game between the Vikings and Rams to Arizona because of the crazy wildfires in Los Angeles.
Apocalyptic, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's, from the air.
There's no words for it.
There are no words for it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people think this is extreme. They need the U.S. Army in there. With the looting going on right now, the devastation. You know, you got to put yourself at this. It looks like.
Couldn't imagine.
It looked like Hurricane Sandy around here.
Yes.
When you think about what happened to the people around here and how they felt. And I mean, I don't care about the politics really right now at this moment, but the politicians don't inspire any sort of confidence in anything that they say. So this thing is going to turn into like just an absolute nightmare. And I just think that there has to be like a security force in there that goes in there and just basically calms everybody down, calms the normal everyday person down, and then deals with the extremes.
But is it more under control this morning?
No.
I mean, I saw last night that it was not still.
And I mean, law enforcement is stretched really, really thin. This is why we were talking yesterday about whether or not they were going to move.